They put it on low, and again, Aaron McAniff doesn't get a solid connection. It's put back, takes a deflection in the goal. I think it came off Ronan Curtis. The home side have hit the front. Again, Derry failed to clear the danger inside the box. Low shot came in, took a deflection off a Derry player, and the home side have hit the front, Kevin. It's absolutely terrible. Again, just really did not deal with the corner. Kevin talked about just a weakness from set pieces. Continues, persists. Ball in from Cassine, that's another dangerous ball. Akinadi's there. Akinadi makes it 2-0. Just absolutely shocking. Got the run across the front of Owen Toole. They went in, and we're not even 15 minutes on the clock, and Derry 2 down, Kevin.
And two crosses. It's, you know, you don't need to be a mastermind technician or all these UEFA badges. They know how to get in Derry, and it's once again, it's a ball on the box. Achilles heel. Nobody goes.
That was Derry's best chance, that Patterson one, Kevin.
That was, now to be fair, and McAniff was in the heart of the game, but look, as I say, it's sort of half chances, and you're not picking them, you're always in Buller.
Oh, what a goal from Sander Puri. What an absolute rocket. Because I stopped, because Puri picked up the ball 45 yards out from goal. Let fly, an absolute rocket from Puri. Beat Jared Doherty, all ends up. What a goal from the home side.
Wonder strike, left peg, looked up all the time in the world. And you were sort of thinking, is he going to hit it? And he says, I will. And he absolutely murdered it in the top corner. 3-0, and well deserved this result so far. Waterford have been fantastic. Derry have been second best.
Never mind second best, they're now third best here at the top. What a run there by the Waterford sub, John Martin, up to the edge of the box. Waits to bring a Bora into it. Bora gets at the edge of the box. He thinks about flashing a shot. And again, I don't know, does that take a deflection? I think it must do, because Owen Toole's walking away. But again, like, Jared Doherty doesn't even move. 4-0, and Abora, puts the icing on the cake. I don't know, does it take another deflection? But it's a sorry state of affairs from Derry City.
Look, it's just a goal. It's another goal. It could have came anywhere. Yeah.
There are major problems from a Derry City perspective. Rob Rogers has brought an end to the tournament from a Derry City perspective. It has been a nightmare 100th appearance from a Kenny Sheen's perspective. He wanders on the pitch, head in his hands. I wonder where he goes from here. I wonder where Derry City go from here. There's a long thoughts for them. There's a long bus journey back, because Derry have been so comprehensive.
It was disappointing. Two set pieces, give away two goals, and then it give them the, you know, they'd gone through, they'd lost a couple of games in succession, and they were they needed that, and they got that, and that give them the impetus to go on and win the game. Well, you give instructions out, and people are given detailed, they're delegated detailed, very detailed specifics on who's picking up who, and for some reason they weren't able to take that information on board. I thought we could have come out and did more in the second half, but for the first 25 minutes of the second half we'd given it a wee whimper, but not enough, and then they went out worthy winners. We've had a good winning period, and now we've lost a lot of games recently, so we want to try and get some momentum back and get a win in our next game to see where it takes us.